Hi there. The word for you today is uncovetousness. Exodus 20 verse 17, one of the Ten Commandments, you shall not covet. Why do we keep giving in to sinful desires? Well, for two reasons. Number one, because the new birth doesn't automatically do away with your old nature. Like two cars approaching an intersection at the same time, your old and new natures are always on a collision course. And number two, because if you dwell on a desire long enough, yielding is only a matter of time. Have you ever gone to your fridge when you weren't really hungry, but weren't really satisfied, sort of looking for something to grab you? As bad as that is, it's worse when you do it in your life. It's like surfing the web of behavior options, looking for something to make you happier than you are at that particular moment. When you covet something, you embellish and empower it, making it more attractive and accessible. A one-night stand? You say, nobody will ever know. Seriously, here's what the Bible says, Galatians 6 and 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap, as surely as a seed produces a harvest. Your decisions will have consequences. Covetousness just maximizes the desire while minimizing the danger. Look, it's impossible to dwell on a desire for any length of time without rationalizing a way to get it, like starting the countdown on the space shuttle. It's just a matter of time before you get liftoff. So if you're dwelling on it, set the clock. Yielding is inevitable. You say, what's the answer? Change your focus. The Bible says in Romans 8 verse 5, those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. Okay?